It finally happened. The big day. Putin and Biden squaring off. I'm not sure that much came out of it necessarily, but we were trying to send a message. He's trying to send a message. He might have the upper hand in that department given the recent rash of cyber attacks on this nation. But we have plenty of security concerns at this moment, including not just Russia, but of course our border right here at home and our economy. The inflation is so bad that even the Federal Reserve was forced to acknowledge it. Finally. Hello, everyone. Welcome to the Trish Regan Show. I'm Trish. And yes, so we saw Vladimir Putin and President Biden. They're in Geneva sitting down, having a long meeting. They both came out and did the rounds in the press saying everything was great. Everything went well. Listen, the problem that we have on this front is the reality that Russia, though it's a very small economy and it doesn't have a military anything close to what we have, it basically is sort of a nothing, right? On the world stage, it wants to be more, but right now it's kind of a nothing. Yet it has the ability to really hurt us. And that's what we have seen with all of these cyber attacks. And I expect that they're going to continue getting worse unless some kind of truce is developed. Or in the meantime, the United States actually takes more protective measures. And I think the onus is going to be on the government, individuals, and companies themselves to be far more vigilant about protecting our own security. But you talk about an economy that's worth $1.8 trillion versus an economy like ours worth $22 trillion. And you can see that they're really, you know, they're not that big a deal. They actually get a lot more clout just by sitting down in the media making such a big deal of this whole Geneva thing. The fact that that is dominating the news cycle really gives Russia in some ways a certain kind of elevation. But I'd get back to what the real threat really is. One, China. Two, the cyber threats that may come from Russia. I did like what Biden said. He basically told Putin, and this came out in the press conference after when he spoke with reporters, hey, how would you like it if someone did this to your energy supply? Now, that may have been a veiled way of saying, haha, you know, it takes two to tango and we can do the exact same thing to you. So don't test us. It's important that that message get conveyed. But outside of that, outside of the cybersecurity threats, we've got real threats right here at home, as you've heard me talk about at length. Well, now leave it to President Trump. He's heading to the border. Kamala Harris, Vice President Kamala Harris, won't go, but the former president of the United States is willing to go down there. It's going to be a big photo op. He's kind of shaming her in some ways because she still won't do the obvious. Show up. Act empathetic. Show the people. And by the way, the migrants, the people that are immigrating here, show them all that you care. Right? I mean, is it that hard to do? Kamala Harris, she can go to Guatemala. She can complain about not going to Europe, but she can't actually do her job. Don't forget my theory on this. My theory is that Joe Biden deliberately gave her this gig. Because, well, some other people may have given her the VP gig and he might have gotten annoyed that everybody kept calling her President Harris, including himself. And he probably didn't forget that she totally leveled him in the Democratic debates when she talked about the busing issue and how she was one of those little girls and she didn't really think he was a racist, etc. Remember, Jill Biden was so upset, according to a New York Post report. She was then on the phone with donors the next day, using some rather choice words, including some obscenities to describe Kamala Harris. So no one's forgotten that. So they gave her a real job. You know, they should. I mean, you're vice president, right? So she's got the real job and the thankless job, by the way, with her party right now, if she wants to have any kind of future, of trying to deal with the border situation. You're damned if you do, you're damned if you don't, as a Democrat at this moment in time. Because if you say, hey, we don't want all these people coming here, which she has said, you get slammed, including by the likes of AOC. If you say, hey, come one, come all, then you know what? You're sort of base Democrats, not the extremists right now on the left, not the fringe part of the movement, but just sort of your rank and file Dems. That doesn't sit right because they know that that's going to be problematic. So she is in a no-win situation. And she's not experienced enough to be able to deal with it, right? I mean, that's part of the reality here. She doesn't have the political sophistication or the media sophistication for that matter to be able to navigate this one. And really, I mean, there's no navigating it, but the answer is look like you're trying, right? Don't just say, I'm not going to the border and gosh, why should I go there? I haven't been to Europe. I mean, is that her way of saying I should be in Europe, not President Biden? I mean, I should be the one sitting down with Vladimir Putin and the other G7, but not G7 because he's not part of that club. But the G7 leaders could be anyway. Donald Trump, again, taking advantage of this moment because he's hightailing it to the border at the invitation of the Texas governor. Look, there were 180,000 plus people that were apprehended by the CHP at the border last month. That's the highest in history. If we continue on this trajectory, it's going to be, it already is, a crisis. They might actually have to admit it's a crisis. Wouldn't that be interesting? The president, former president, I should say, saying, quote, I have accepted the invitation of Texas Governor Greg Abbott to join him on an official visit to our nation's decimated southern border on Wednesday, June 30th. The Biden administration inherited from me, he points out, the strongest, safest, and most secure border in U.S. history. And in mere weeks, they turned it into the single worst border crisis in U.S. history. It's an unmitigated disaster zone. Look, I mean, why not just call it what it is? Why not own up to it? If you're Kamala Harris, say, you know what? Yeah, we got a problem here. And I'm determined to fix it. And I'm so determined to fix it. I'm going to get down there. I don't care how many TV cameras follow me inside these facilities. But this needs to get fixed. I mean, it has to get fixed. And poor Texas. I mean, although I give them credit. Do not mess with Texas, by the way. Don't mess with Texas. Because the governor now is saying, okay, well, if the federal government won't build the wall, then guess what? We will. So you got to appreciate that, right? Another thing that you got to appreciate right now, the Fed actually came out and admitted we've got inflation. Hallelujah. What is going on? Was I hearing things? Was I seeing things? Jerome Powell actually admitting that we're getting a little inflation in this economy. Well, you better believe we are. I mean, I've been arguing this since what, January? And sure enough, every single month, the numbers have indicated that we're getting more and more inflation in the economy. Now he says, okay, well, we may have to raise rates before 2024. In other words, before they thought, oh, we'll just leave them low until 2024. Now they're recognizing it may have to happen earlier, like 2023. I would bet that it's going to have to happen earlier than that, possibly in 2021. We'll see what new numbers are looking like. But look, our economy's getting back into action, back into play. People have money to spend. People have money saved thanks to Uncle Joe, right, with the coronavirus stimulus checks. Oh, and as well, the previous administration with two rounds of coronavirus stimulus checks there. So people are flush with cash and prices are going up. It's just the reality of where we are right now. The sooner the Fed admits that and signals that to the market, the better. Because I certainly don't want to be in a situation where we have a huge run-up in asset prices, including the stock market, similar to what we saw in 2007 going into 2008, and then you create a systemic crisis and there's all kinds of problems. You pay the price in a really big way for that. So they have to manage this. I mean, it is one of their mandates after all, right? Anyway, the Fed finally coming out saying inflation might be an issue in the future, finally saying we may have to move quicker than we thought on interest rates, but nonetheless, leaving them at record lows for the foreseeable future. So good to have you all here. I want to encourage you to go to trishintel.com, like the channel, like the video, go to the website for all your news, and make sure you subscribe to this podcast. I will be right back here again with you tomorrow. Thanks for tuning in.